The knocking sound of pool balls accent the music coming from the stage. It's the usual sound at open mic night, and the musicians agree. It's not an auditorium, but it's consistently available to them every Thursday to play together. And tonight, the duo MC Squared is using it as an opportunity to try out some tunes for Juno.
He was down in old Joe's Barrow, on the corner by the square, where they were serving drinks as usual. The usual crowd was there. That was you, by the way.
Couple Nicole and Alec McMurrin are MC Squared, and they're performing St. James Infirmary by Arlo Guthrie.
And he turned to the gang around him. These were the very words he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary to see my baby there. She was late.
Well, Alec and I first met many years ago at different musical fundraisers for the community of Petersburg, long before we were a couple, actually. And so we've been playing together as a duet probably for about 7 or 8 years now.
Alec says he's been songwriting his whole life, but he's gotten more serious about it over the last few years. What does he write about?
I like to write songs about boats. That's my boats and fishing, so it's sort of like, I mean, there's just not that many songs around about local stuff, and I thought it would be fun.
Like this song about the local boat Emily Jane, which sunk and then was salvaged out of Frederick Sound.
Nothing works to take you down like a chunk of ice in Frederick Sound. One dusty plank, mountain names, this mountain bumper, nail the bay.
Although Nicole has performed at the Juno Festival with other musicians, it will be the McMurrin's debut together.
And what are you looking forward to the most out of the festival?
Hearing some good music and getting inspired to play some different tunes.
That's for me.
Yeah, there's a little spirit of the thing, just kind of get to go and just be a part of it, to participate and learn stuff and meet people, yeah, for sure. And it was an opportunity to like-minded or different-minded people that would bend you in their direction.
It's a good vibe.
On the stage warming up is Scott Hersey, a longtime Petersburg singer-songwriter. He, too, will be performing at the Juno Folk Fest, as he's done many times before. In fact, he's not quite sure how many times he's been there.
This is the 40th annual Folk Festival. I played it the first time I played it, the second one. So it was 39 years ago that I played it the first one. And I played, I don't know, 10 or 15 in a row, and I took a break for a while, and been back off and on since then for several times, many different bands, by myself a few times. I'm going to play myself this time, I think, so it'll be the first time in quite a few years that I've done a solo act.
What's it like for somebody who hasn't been there?
What's it like? It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's music all over town. Lots of different venues, the bars, and the Silver Bow has a singer-songwriter event on Friday and Saturday afternoon, and lots of workshops. There's a dance stage that goes on with different bands all one night, or two nights. You know, the crowds can be several hundred people on the evening concerts, and so it's fun.
Do you ever get the jitters? I mean, you've been doing it for so many years. Do you ever get jitters still?
I get the jitters, but it's a lot of fun. The crowd there is probably the best crowd you'll ever play in front of, so it's really fun to get up in front of them because they're very, very welcoming.
How often do you play? There's an open mic every Thursday. Do you play at home? Or?
Oh, yeah. I play almost every day. So.
And what does that do for you? What do you like about it?
It's a creative outlet. It's relaxing. We get wrapped up in the work we do, and it's a nice way to get away from that and relax. And then also, when I can play with friends around town, it's a good way to interact with people and have a great time. It's really great to play with other musicians, because you feed off of each other, and that's fun to create together.
Is it like a different kind of connection than you'd have in any other way? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's this kind of connection that brings Nicole McMurrin and her tambourine back onto the stage to join Hersey for a duet. You call me in to set my heart on fire. You knock me out, you put me on my asses. You and me against the leading that you. Baby, I'm incarcerated.
Thank you very much. We'll see you in Juneau.
In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.